There we go. We're good. We're good.
All right. Hey, everybody, welcome to the... There we are. We are live. We are live, folks. That's right. The power of live television. Hey, everybody, this is Joe What A Day Lowry here, and we are welcome, first of all, to the Sports Key to WrestleMania 40 post-show. I'll be your host and moderator for this recap of WrestleMania Night 1. With me are no strangers to the industry. Well, hold on right here. I got feedback on my end, but that'll be gone right now. Anyways, I want to kick this off right now. He is a former WCW World Champion. Let's welcome Vince Russo. Vince, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joe. It's nice to be here, especially with the immortal one, the living legend, Bill Apterman. He's a treasure,
Bruno. That was Bruno.
By the way, national treasure.
He is a former WCW champion. I am still a current Cal Championship Office Wrestling champion. I've never lost the title. Still have the gold.
In case nobody knows who this man is, he is the most recognized pro wrestling journalist, worldwide. Let's welcome Bill After. Bill, welcome.
Thank you. Or journalist. I could be either one.
Journalist, whatever. Yeah, I can't even read my writing. You always think you're prepared for these things, but you know, it is what it is. But anyways. Okay, folks, let's get right to it. WrestleMania 1, Night 1, overall, real quick hits. What did you think overall, just in general, of the production? Vince, go ahead.
Oh, well, the production's always great. I mean, make no bones about that. I mean, the WWE is second to none. The production is always great. The spectacle is always great. The look is always great. Yeah. You know, sometimes, bro, I'll be honest with you, like, especially when it comes to entrances and whatnot, some stuff is just really so drawn out. You know, I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm like, come on already. Like, serious, especially by the time we got to the main event.
Oh, God,
and you know, bro, a lot of that is, you know, Bill, they're trying to make this a 2-day event.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, bro, everything is going to get dragged out, and it feels dragged out.
Walk slowly.
Yes. Tell the story, right? Tell the story. My God, I'm telling you, Bill. What'd you think overall?
I think it was a great production too. I think the production team of WWE is incredible. Yep. It has grown over the years to become like the number one company. I mean, this is like the sports, other sports companies copy what they are. They're not the copier. Right.
I really thought this night was going to go by super fast. I was ready to like defend the 24/7 championship, win it, lose it, win it, lose it, win it, lose it. It just didn't happen. My favorite match of the night, I'll say it right off. It was the six-pack ladder match. I think that superseded everybody's expectations. But we're going to go down the list of matches right now. I want to thank
you. Joe, just want to cut in for one sec.
Sure.
We were talking earlier, you and I, about doing our Mania meter, which I did every year.
We're going to rate the
matches from a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the best.
Yep. That's what we'll do. We're going to scale each match on a score of 1 to 5, 1 being the worst, 5 being the best. That is what we call the Mania meter. For those of you watching at home, anybody that's watching right now, feel free to give us a chat. Let us know what you think. We'll try and get some of your comments on the screen here and talk to everybody who's listening. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. There's a lot of yous out there, and I see a lot of feedback coming in for this WrestleMania Night 1. So let's just hit it right off. We got Rhea Ripley defending her title against Becky Lynch for the Women's World title. I'm just going to give this one real quickly a 3.5 out of 5. Vince, what did you think of this match?
I'll let Bill go. Age before beauty. So go you, Joe,
I don't
Bill,
wanna.
And me.
Listen,
bro, you're a national treasure.
Oh, stop. You know, Ronald Reagan said that about my favorite singer growing up, Andy Williams.
Tiny Tim?
No, not Tiny Tim. Andy Williams.
Oh, okay.
Although, tiptoe.
Take my happy heart away. One of my favorite songs when I was a kid.
Wider than a mile.
All right, come on, anyway, Bill. One to five. What is it?
That was my match of the night.
No way. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to tell
Vince, now I know why you let Bill go first. Okay.
This is going to be a long night. This is going to be a very, very long night. Bill, this match was
Let me explain.
I just put you over as a national treasure, and you're going to give – this is your match of the night?
He's buried. It's over now.
I'm giving the match a five, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because it started off very slowly, and I was waiting for it to – little by little, the story kept unfolding. The match became better, and everybody thought that, you know, Becky was going to win the title. I just thought there was a lot of drama to it. It was paced beautifully, and that's why I gave it that.
Bill, have you been checked for Alzheimer's lately? Bill, have you been to the doctor lately?
He's in his darn wrinkles.
Is your mind okay, Bill?
No, my mind is okay. I liked the match.
Okay, this match.
It was a good opening match.
Joe, this match was a drizzle and shits. It was a terrible opening match. The ladder match should have opened this show.
I said that at the beginning.
This was a terrible match. I'm only going to give him a two. I'm only going to give him a two because the girls worked hard. I'll never take that away from them. They worked their butts off. But my God, bro, this was extremely flat for an opener. I don't know how Bill thought Becky was going to go over. It's clearly Rhea Ripley's time. The right person went over. They need to definitely do a drastic character change with Becky. We need a storyline here with Becky because it's clearly Rhea Ripley's time. So you need something drastic.
All right, I'll back up. I'll back off and give us 3.5.
I'll give us 3.5. This was a shit spell.
I gave it a 3.5 because I think Ripley carried the whole match. And Becky, obviously sick. I guess she had strep throat, 102-degree fever. Well, at one point, I noticed the IV marks in her hands. They must have given her fluids right up.
Yeah, give her credit for that then. They worked their ass. And I just want to know, I got one question. How did Rhea Ripley grow her hair out so long in a week?
I know. I saw that. I was seeing the pictures over the week.
We need to take what she takes, Bill, so we can get that long hair back.
Oh yeah, that's great. I saw her in person at the media press conference yesterday, and her hair was. I mean, she looked.
Yeah.
Just Uh-oh. Looked like that Amazon lady. Everybody out.
Did she hit on you, Bill?
Yeah.
You're back, Joe.
I'm here. I'm right here.
Bill, did she hit on you?
She was banging on my hotel room door all night, but I wouldn't let her out.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her. You're a catch.
Yeah, I tell you, she was banging on my hotel room door all night, but I didn't let her out.
Yeah. I was actually shocked that they let her get tattooed. She got tattooed at WWE World the other day, and I was shocked they let her do that. I just thought that was weird, but whatever.
Bill, say that again about the hotel room.
Yeah, good.
Say it one more time, Bill.
I said she was banging on my hotel room door all night, but I wouldn't let her out.
Okay, Joe, moving right along.
Hold on, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to stick with it. I loved it as an opening match. That's my end of it.
Yeah, I think you gave him a two, right? A two.
Because if Becky was sick.
Yeah,
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Yeah,
because that's a real pro. That's a real pro. If she was sick and she had to work through, that may explain why it was a little flat. Now, Joe, if she was sick,
that's true. No, it is true. She did. She had 102 fever. She got fluids before the match, and
then you know what? I'm going to give it a three. I'm going to give it a three. Yeah. Then if she was sick and she worked through the match,
she did.
But this was not a good opening match.
They've both actually had better matches than this separate. So I mean, especially with Rhea Ripley at Elimination Chamber, she had a much better match there, and Becky's tore the roof off the house with Charlotte and them. So. Yeah, they were both off. I didn't like this as an opener. I agree, Vince. I think the next match we're going to talk about should have been the opener. That is the six-pack ladder match. I can tell you everybody that was in it. Damian Priest, Finn Balor, DIY, Awesome Truth versus New Day versus A-Town Down Under, New Catch Republic. I thought for sure this was going to be that sleeper match, the match to kill time and so forth. But with four whole high-profile spots, great that they finally split up the tag titles. So I love Grayson Waller. anticlimactic, them capturing the SmackDown belts. And then our Truth and the Miz, of course, finishing their big thing. I gave this one a 5.
Oh, so
I gave it a 5. Tables, ladders, and chairs. This thing
you
superseded
know what? You
my
know
expectations.
No, let me say something. Hold it down. Hold it down. Let me say something. This is the kind of match that is a spot fest. Yeah. So much action. And this is why some of the guys in their 30s and 40s, when you see them at the conventions, they're all banged up and they've got canes and stuff. These guys, these spots, absolutely, they killed each other. All right.
Bill,
I like the
match. Bill, you must have taken a lot of spots in your day.
I did. Thank you. But I really liked the match because I thought it was action-packed, but I'll give it a 4.
I swear, did we watch the same show? And then
I'm watching it as a fan. Wait a minute, I'm watching it, Vince, as a fan, not as a critic.
Bill, don't get excited. You're 78 years old, Bill. Calm down, settle down. Watch your blood pressure.
I'm a fan. You understand
now?
That?
Joe's already starting to piss me off a little bit because the more I look at him, Bill, he's reminding me of Pritchard. So we got that. I got to get over. Look at him. He looks like Bruce Prince. Look at him.
No, I don't. I look at Roger Clemens on steroids. What do you
think? More like Ralph Brandon.
Bro, Joe.
Yo.
Bro, Joe.
JL.
Yes.
Bro, we open this match with everybody on top of the ladder punching each other like girls. Like girls, bro.
I get it.
They were rabid punching each other. To start the match off, they're punching each other like girls.
Okay.
So right there, you can't give it a 5.
I have to because it superseded my expectations.
Bro, then, like Bill said, everything is a spot fest. There's 100 freaking table matches. Everybody's diving. And bro, I swear to God, these ladders should have been made out of clay.
No,
Did you see how freaking flimsy, pamsy, mamsy? Bill will tell you, go watch Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon at WrestleMania 10 and look at the ladders they used in that match. Yeah. Bro, these freaking ladders were made out of tinfoil.
Yeah, come on, bro.
And it was so obvious to everybody.
But the reason why I gave that a 5 was because I thought this was going to be the worst match of the night. And it turned out to be one of the best ones of the evening. So that's why I gave it a 5. 4 high-profile spots. Yeah.
Let me set something here. I said it before.
Dollar store ladders.
Thank you, awesome sauce. Thank you.
I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Vince, Joe, maybe the critics here. I am looking this strictly as Billy
too.
After the fan. Billy after too. The fan. Okay.
I am too. I'm looking at this as a fan. Why are you guys professional wrestlers and hitting each other like girls? That's a fan saying that. Come on, Bill. You saw the great Don Leo Jonathan. Did he punch Bruno like a sissy Mary?
Did he punch Bruno like a sissy Mary? These guys just wanted to do spots. That's what this match was all about.
I agree with that, Bill. I agree with that. What Bill is saying is it is what it was. I agree with that.
I like that.
Okay, I agree with you on that.
Okay. Vince, what do you give the match? What do you give that match?
See, bro, I'm not a spot fest guy. I want it to be logical because Joe, there was even a spot in this match where nobody was even going for the Raw titles.
They're
all fighting outside of the ring. Bodies are down. Nobody's even attempting to climb. See, to me, that is a hole in the psychology. Because even Al Snow would tell you, the whole idea of this is to constantly be going up that ladder. That's the whole idea of the match.
I agree. But if you're R-Truth, you're going for the pinfall instead. Aside from R-Truth, bro,
that constantly, and there were so many times, bro, where bodies were down, people could have went for the belts and they didn't. I'm giving this like literally a 2.5 out of 5.
One of the payoff, though, was that the fans got what they wanted at the end. They wanted to see our truth, get that moment that 72,000 fans went crazy.
Yeah.
That's all you remember. That's it. That's what they wanted.
I was on X during some of that match and everything. You know what, one of the most talked about things was during that match? It was Jessica Carr trying to get Damian Priest's attention not to go up the ladder.
I saw that.
That was a little off. I thought she was saying, no, you need more time, but I didn't know it had something to do with the ladder being bent at the bottom.
Do you think that's what it was?
I thought it was a timing thing. I thought they had to have more time or that wasn't supposed to be the ending. I don't know.
I thought the person who was supposed to come up and meet Priest was maybe down a little longer because they were hurt. But she was definitely giving him the Iggy about something.
Yeah, it was too obvious. And I'm like, what's going on here? It didn't look right. That didn't look right to me. But yeah.
But the ladders they use. Come on, guys.
They got to stop doing the close-ups because you can see the fiber. You know they are made of pinstail. I agree. Go ahead, Bill.
Let me tell you something that makes no sense. In all ladder matches the past 10 years or whatever it is,
even
guys going up the ladder, and he stops by the seventh rung and looking around.
Yeah. Stupid, Bill.
To
stupid.
Give time to somebody to get in there.
Exactly, Bill.
Drives me nuts in life. Damian Priest was up there already. He was up there waiting for somebody to pull him down.
Yeah.
So real quickly, are we in agreement? Are you guys happy that they finally split up these tag titles at their respective shows now? Are you guys okay with that?
That's good. I'm fine with that.
I was getting sick and tired.
I never really thought about it. I never thought about it, to be honest with you.
Hey, how come, Bill, how come you get a sports key to swag? And I made this
myself.
I don't even make the graphics, Vince. What are you
talking about? Nobody sent me a sports key to sweatshirt.
No, I made this myself at the Willow Grove Mall.
All right, Bill. Yeah. What's next? Come on, Joe. We're moving along here.
Okay. Rey Mysterio, Andrade taking on Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar. Bill, I'll hear your thoughts first. Go ahead.
Action packed. They give it a 3. There. One of the great spots, though, when Rey was on Andrade's shoulders and they both came off with that flying body press. I'd never seen anybody do that. And of course, being here, in Philadelphia, and my wife, who wasn't watching this, she said, let me know if Jason Kelsey shows up. And I said, get down here. It's the replay. And, Philly got their big pop. It was a 3. It was a filler match. Yeah. It was okay. I can't believe, though, that at his age, that Rey Mysterio can still perform at this level. Really, he's amazing.
Yeah, but he's not doing it every night. That's probably helps, too. So
No. Yeah.
So what do you give it? What do you have? Would you say a 4? 3. Okay. 3. Vince, your thoughts. What do you got?
You know, there was a theme throughout this entire show. Here's the problem, bro. And I think the problem goes back to them trying to make this event 2 nights. It's not worthy of 2 nights, bro. Everything is stretched out. And also, Joe, there wasn't enough story and build in any of these matches.
I totally agree.
So that's why, bro, there was no story for the ladder match. There was a lack of story with Becky and Rhea Ripley. Yeah. And then there was no story with this match. And where the ladder match, bro, was the table match, this was the dive match. How many dives are we going to take in a match? Like, seriously. I'm giving this the same thing that I gave the ladder match, 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had John McDonald did a flip through a table like an idiot, whoever that is, Zooted Tank. All right. Thanks, Zooted, for your comment. I gave it a 3. Like I said, lack of storyline. They threw Andrade in at the last minute. How last minute? Try last night, last minute.
Right.
I thought for sure Carlito would have turned on somebody because now he's been overlooked for a WrestleMania match, not once, but twice. And how many times do we have to see Rey Mysterio fight his father again? I mean, this made no sense, Vince. I totally agree.
Dominic, right. It's that storyline already is done.
It's done. It's going to cost Judgment Day now because they're going to probably implode now with over this because they already had problems with Escobar on Monday Night Raw. So I don't know where
to put them back together again. Somehow Rey and the Sun have to get back together again and make everybody happy.
I really don't see how this whole thing pans out. But like I said, that could have been a bathroom break match for all I care. But anyways, all right, moving on, guys. Thank you for your comments. Don't forget, Sports Keto Wrestling. Subscribe, hit that subscribe button, like it, share it, all that good stuff. They wanted me to tell you that, so go ahead and do that. That'd be great. Real quickly, okay, we're going to move on. Jay versus Jimmy, twin versus twin. 11 minutes, bro. 11 minutes. Oh, 11 minutes.
Do you mind if I go first on this one?
Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
Mind if I go? So that was going to be my match of the night, and it was a more
– I thought Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley were your match of the night.
No. I said that was going to be my match of the night. That was my prediction. Rizu texted me, who our content editor texted me, and he said there's more kicks in this match than the Young Bucks. Oh, my goodness. I was so disappointed in this match. You have two guys that grew up together, wrestling in the backyard, wrestling in clubs, wrestling everywhere, and there was nothing there. It was just the kicks, and everybody could telegraph the fact that Jimmy Uso was playing possum, and he was just going to, you know, attack you. I give it a one.
Wow.
Good for you, Bill.
Wait, I give it a one.
That's a gutsy call.
I was very disappointed.
Wow.
Thank you.
Very good, Bill. I like that. I like Bill B. I like honest Bill.
That is a gutsy call. Just, one? That's just like showing up. They got a one to show up.
Because, Joe, you know what Bill's thinking about? Because Bill and I were there.
Yeah.
We were there for WrestleMania 10. When we saw two brothers who knew each other backwards and forwards have a match of a lifetime.
Yep.
That's why I'm with Bill. These dudes grew up together, wrestled in the living room, the backyard. I mean, this was such a disappointment. I would almost think, Joe, I don't know, was one of them hurt? There has to be a reason why this was such a clunker.
I'm thinking the flu's going around now.
And since Becky
was sick, maybe something was going on. I don't know, but they both look off. I've seen better matches when they were tag team, but I don't know.
Their daddy was in town. He was at the Hall of Fame last night. Would have been a great spot to have brought him in to his son's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I agree.
Nothing.
I agree. It was a big letdown for me. I was expecting more. Another big letdown out of all this. We were all the surprises tonight. There was like nothing. This could have been a glorified.
I was surprised that Bill stayed awake for 4 hours.
He's been up all day. He's at WrestleCon and everything.
I never sleep. I never sleep. The surprises were Jason Kelsey and the other Eagles player.
Yeah, the world's largest luchadors, right? Mass luchadors.
Yeah, unless you lived in Philly, you didn't really care.
Yeah, no kidding. Exactly. Those guys were huge, though. Did you see them towering over Escobar and them? I was like, oh, Jesus. So,
Swift and Travis Kelsey did not show up.
What's that? Travis? Travis and Taylor?
Travis and Taylor Swift. I thought they were going to be there.
It'd get a bigger pop than that whole thing. So who knows? Right. Anyways. All right. So let's move it on here. Keep the chats coming. Keep the questions coming. Thank you very much for tuning into this. So Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi taking on Damage Control, which we all know is the Kabuki Warriors, Oscar, Kairi Sane, and Dakota Kai. Vince, you want to take the lead on this one? What did you give this one?
Listen, I am very bro. The when you look at Bianca Belair and Jane Cargill and Naomi.
Yeah.
Bro, these are blue chip athletes. These are great, great, great. I am so impressed by these three women. Just their athlete. These are blue chip athletes. These women would excel in anything.
Yeah.
Anything that they decided to do. So I thought, you know, listen, man, this wasn't a great match, but I think the important thing in this match was they had to protect Jade Cargill, and I think they did that.
Yes,
so I think they did just enough. But this, you know, I mean, this match didn't tear the house down. I mean, I'm gonna give it, you know, 3 stars because I think all wrestlers should look like these three women look.
Absolutely.
Yep. Bill, what'd you think
about it? I was waiting for, you know, after the Royal Rumble or during the Royal Rumble, when Jade and Bianca when face-to-face, the fans went crazy. They wanted to see this. So there was one spot in this match where Jade had one of the girls up on her shoulders, and she was going to do like an airplane spin on her. And it would have been great to see her accidentally bump into Jade. And, you know, are they good? Because I think this is the match that people really want to see. I'll go with Vince. I'll go with 2.5 or a 3. It was good. Good entrance and performance, but it was nothing ultra special. The entrances were excellent. Jade's entrance was...
Everybody's bigger than Adam Cole.
Yeah, but Jade's entrance was absolutely...
I forgot that, Bill. The entrances for all three, all these three girls look like stars, bro.
That was the entrance of the night before the Rocks, but I give that
one. Wait a minute. I'll tell you something that I didn't like in the entrances. Here you had Bianca and Trinity, I'm going to say.
Naomi,
yeah. But I watched her on TNA's. So I had the two of them are like coming out like this. And then there's Jade, very stoic. I was going like, why are they all dancing when they should maybe be? I don't know. It just didn't seem like Jade fit with the two dancing girls there.
They still got to come up with a nickname for these three. I don't know what we're going
to
call
it. I was trying to figure out how long it took them to draw that directly straight. Do you think that must have took them 10 times where they were off a little bit? They had to erase. That was a perfectly straight line down the middle of
her body. Yes,
it
was. That was pretty cool. That was cool. She had short hair kind of, or she had a greased back. So it kind of reminded me of like that Lady Frost look type of thing. So,
Bianca's always dancing. I know she's always. I'm just saying that when the three of them came out, it just seemed like, I don't know, with Jade standing there, maybe they all should have been more stoic.
Yeah, I gave the match a 3. The mist thing with the Oscar spitting the mist, that was botched. I didn't like that. Nobody knew what the hell happened unless you listened, heard Cole or Graves say something about it. And I don't know. I just, Jade did her thing. It was great. They kept her safe, Vince, like you said. But where do we go from here? I mean, what do we do now? Like, where does this go? I thought for sure this would have been the match that the Kabuki Warriors turn on Dakota Kai, and then Dakota Kai will help Bayley tomorrow night. But I guess I was wrong. I guess that's not going to happen. So I could have sworn that'd be. And again, Oscar is now 0-6 at WrestleMania's.
Yes, amazing.
One of the finest Japanese wrestlers to come out of Japan, and she's going to be 0-6 at WrestleMania. That just blows my mind right there. So,
and they were pushing her so hard for such a long time. You would think they'd give her a WrestleMania moment.
Eamon Perry just said Bianca needs to go heel. You think that's something that they're going to look at now?
I think Jade would be better as a heel.
I bet you Bianca, the little girls and whatnot, I bet you she sells a ton of merchandise.
Yeah,
man.
She probably can't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And Cargill can be the more serious in the group. We got to come up with a name for this group if they keep these three girls intact. I don't see that happening. I think this is a one-off for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't see. Jade's going to be her own entity. Bianca is as well. And Naomi's got to get back to whatever she's been doing. So
you know where we have to go from here? To go with Jade versus Rhea. That's what needs to happen with Jade Cargill. I mean, that's the money match.
Someone said, MODG says Charlotte versus Jade.
Not yet.
I think Charlotte and Becky are going to have another run. I think this is going to be Becky's last run. I think, well, obviously now with her loss tonight, she's probably going to take a little vacation. So who knows? But all right. So the chats are very, very active. Keep the chats coming. Keep the questions coming. Bianca is in the Hogan Austin Cena realm. She's not going heel anytime soon. Yep, I agree with that. I don't think she's going to be going heel. So, all right, so let's move it on here. Go ahead.
I think Jade eventually could be a heel. You know, Rhea Ripley has been accepted by the fans. She's a heel, but she's one of these popular heels where the fans love her. Absolutely adorable.
No, you need to go. You need to put in your resume. You need to go book AEW for Tony Khan. Bill. Have you sent your resume in?
No, I'm not interested in being a booker. I'm interested in being me.
I don't think they have any booking agents over at AEW, Vince.
Yeah.
I think they just run that show daily. Tony just says whatever he wants.
You know, I did interviews with a lot of the AEW talent at WrestleCon over the weekend. Yeah. And I talked to them about why everybody's knocking Tony Khan all the time. And they're basically saying, you know, of course they're being paid by these people, but they're basically saying that, you know, Tony's a very warm guy. He's very this, he's very that, but they're blaming all this on the quote unquote internet trolls, that these people are not backstage. They don't know what's going on. I'm going to tell you something about AEW that I figured out a few weeks ago. Okay. And Vince, you might disagree with me, and Joe, you might disagree with me. The current audience for AEW is what the modern day ECW fan is like. They bring in people from Mexico. They bring in people from Japan. They love hardcore. It's more of an ECW crowd that goes, a younger ECW crowd that goes to AEW. They're not WWE fans. They're not performance fans. So then
stop booking
fans.
These 20,000 seat arenas and only selling 3,000 tickets, if that's the case. Go to the Omris. Go to the YMCAs. I don't care. That's fine. But don't book 20,000 seat stadiums in arenas and just have 3,500 people show up.
If it's a TV show, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they're booking because they're getting paid for their TV. So
you don't get the crowd noise. You don't get nothing. At least the crowd noise. Do something. Jeez.
No, but they cut off they blacken out where it's not sold. But, and Vince, you know this. I mean, it's basically they're a TV show. This is what it is. So they can book a 40,000 seat arena and they're getting paid for their TV. That's where their money's coming from.
So Vince, would you agree? Go back to studio wrestling, put AEW in a studio and just do that.
It's a niche. Listen, man, from day one, it's a niche audience. It's always going to be a niche audience.
Right. Exactly.
And Tony's got no interest in trying to, you know, bring in the casual fans and trying to extend he's got no interest in that. It's not about the money for him.
Yeah, I guess not. But hey, it is what it is. So let's move on here. The Intercontinental title. We have a new Intercontinental champion. Gunther defending his title against Sami Zayn. Obviously, we now know what happened. I'll take this one real quick. I'll give this one a 4. It was I heard a Rocky IV reference during this match. It definitely felt like that. It was good storytelling. I mean, especially with that vignette from this past Monday with Chad Gable. The only thing I didn't like, there was no Chad Gable at ringside. There was no congratulatory, I did it type thing. The wife was at ringside. She didn't pop over the thing and jump in the ring and hug her husband. I was expecting something like that. But did you know that today, as he entered the ring, Gunther, this was his 666th day of being Intercontinental Champion.
But not 650th defense.
No, but that was day number 666. I don't know if I would have waited for tomorrow night. I would have said, let's put the Intercontinental. If you're a superstitious guy, I don't think I'd want to get in the ring on the day of 666. If that's your, you know what I mean? That's just me. I'm a numbers guy like that. Vince, what do you think? Would you give this match?
This is a -5.
-5?
Bro, this is a joke. Sami Zayn beating Gunther is a freaking joke.
I totally agree with that.
That's coming from a guy that booked 3 different wrestling companies. The money is in Gunther. The money is not in Sami Zayn. And here's the problem, Joe. Let me tell you exactly what the problem is. They ripped off the entire Rocky IV.
Oh, yeah, they did. Oh,
yeah. But, bro, if you saw Rocky IV, Rocky IV went down a little differently, bro, where Drago was killing everybody. Yeah. Rocky was doubting himself. Oh, bro, then there's a little wrinkle in the story. Drago kills Apollo Creed, bro. Now you've got a story. Now, bro, you see Rocky training for weeks and months. Bro, freaking lack of storytelling. They had freaking Sami Zayn train for 1 week with Gable, and that was enough for him to beat Gunther. Give me a break. Bro, first of all, I'm going to tell you 2 things. Number one, what they should have done was they should have had Gable come out and throw in the towel. then Gunther would have never beat him, and now there could have been an angle with Gable. But I'm going to make a bold prediction, Joe. I'm going to make a bold prediction.
Go ahead.
I believe they're going to put the title back on Gunther on Raw. You cannot keep this title on freaking Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
And I would do that on Raw. Give him the rematch and let Gable come out and throw in the towel. Yeah. That's what I would do. But, bro, I'm talking like Bill says. As a casual fan, when I'm looking at these two in the ring, bro, give me a break.
Wait. Here's my take on this, all right? Okay. And I agree with Vince. I'm not going to give it a minus anything, but Gunther killed this guy
for the whole match.
He killed him. You can't get up and make a miraculous comeback after you're getting killed at that time. It's impossible.
You're right.
So I like matches that show toughness. I loved Arn Anderson matches.
Right.
No, I love matches where a guy is tough as hell, and that's Gunther. So when he beats the crap out of you, you don't get up.
Joe, there was a spot in the vignette. If you looked at the past vignette, there was a spot where Gable threw Sammy the towel. And I'm like, bro, that's where they're going. That would have been a perfect finish because Sammy had an out. The underdog never gave up. He had an out. Now you got something between, you know, Sammy had a problem with Gable throwing in the towel. But what freaking Gunther is money. He's money, bro. You beat him with a guy like Sami Zayn. Come on.
Even says Sami Zayn is not an underdog. He's already made him in a WrestleMania.
Oh, stop it.
A world title.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn is no main event WrestleMania, bro. Give me a freaking break.
Wait a minute. You know what they missed? You know what they missed here?
If I
remember correctly, the last time when Sami Zayn was beaten, his little daughter was crying, right?
That was Gable. Wrong match.
Vince,
being told to stop being like Joe.
How am I being like Joe Biden? What does Joe Biden have to do with?
I have no idea.
A guy like Gunther should kill a guy like Sami Zayn. What's that got to do with Joe Biden?
It's a different Joe Biden.
It has to be a different Joe Biden.
No, maybe Joe Biden made that comment and under another name, but no, that match. Yeah. To me, like I said, I love seeing somebody get killed. And if they're going to get beaten
like that, you
can't make a comeback like that.
Yeah.
All that, because to make everybody happy, make the crowd happy, that's great. But it takes the believability out of what we're watching at that point. I loved what they were doing the whole match. And then when the finish came with the Huluva kicks, I was like, no, Gunther's tougher than that.
And Bill, in the history, guys, in the history of wrestling, boxing, movies, how many times have we seen it where the little guy wears the big guy down?
That's what Rocky did.
Bro, that's what Muhammad Ali did to George Frazier. Yep. Tell that story.
Joe Frazier.
Muhammad Ali did that to Foreman. That's what he remember the rope-a-dope?
Yep.
He wore the giant out and then tell that freaking story, bro.
And the only thing I didn't like either, too, is since when is Gunther so concerned with his wife at ringside?
Right.
Like he started mouthing off with her. I'm like, his role is to be focused and determined.
And Joe, you can't. And bro, not only that, you shouldn't do that if you're going to do that with Rock and Cody's mom.
Right. Exactly.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Hey, Bill.
You got a wife. You've got a mother.
Right. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't get those surprises that we wanted tonight. That's what I thought stunk. I would have loved to see Gable come down and do his thing. I mean, even when he was going out to the ring, Gable said, like, go, just do it. And then he saw Kevin Owens in the gorilla room as he was going out. And I'm like, why aren't they running out after he won the title? Why is there no glorious separation? Where was the confetti and all that stuff? You're right, Vince. Maybe he'll drop the title on Raw. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you.
So what happens now? Gunther's married? Like, what happens now? Like, where do we go with Gunther? Like, this
I'm
going
to give you another what was missing tonight.
What was that?
Before we go to the next couple of matches.
Okay.
I brought somebody in and I said, watch the the beginning of this thing. It's going to be spectacular. Fireworks, maybe airplanes going. There was nothing. There was,
what,
did you notice?
Talk about the beginning of the event or the match?
The beginning of the show, yeah. The beginning of the event. It was yeah. WrestleMania is like boom, 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 nothing. Why? Yeah. What happened? Yeah.
I call it underwhelming. It was very underwhelming tonight. I mean, overall. I mean, I know we're going to get to the next match, which is the main event match. But don't forget, folks, those of you watching here on SportsGeeta YouTube, don't get hit that subscribe button, like button. Follow everybody on social media, because this is only night one we're going through. We're going to do this again tomorrow night, too. So,
Looking for maybe appearances by Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Anything that would just be like, oh, look who's here. Not some rap star in the front row or Vanessa Hudgens, the actress, who's bundled up. And that's another thing that just irked me. I know they're in Philadelphia, and I know you're in the Northeast. You're going to have weather conditions. But Michael Cole sounded like an NFL announcer every 10 minutes. It's 54 degrees, and the winds are out of the Northeast. Okay, I don't need the weather forecast. We know it's cool there. And, you know, he's from Texas. And he's cold. He's got a big hoodie on, and Corey Graves has gloves on. Meanwhile, Pat McAfee, who's got the NFL experience, is in there with a t-shirt on, going, "You guys are wussies." You know what I mean? Like, come on, it's WrestleMania. Toughen up. You know.
It was also the other thing that was missing tonight. Yeah. Every WrestleMania, and maybe they'll do it tomorrow night. They always show the Hall of Fame people from the night before.
Oh, that'll be tomorrow night.
There was none of it.
Yeah, because they only have six matches tomorrow night. So, they'll have time to fill with that. But so far, everything was underwhelming tonight. I didn't get that shock and awe factor. Obviously, the matches didn't help.
Joe, everything you're talking about.
Yeah.
Bro, WrestleMania should be one night. Listen, I understand they want to monitor. I get all that. I understand business. Yeah. But I think, Joe, what happens is, when you're just dragging stuff out, when so many matches mean nothing, I really think you're hurting your product.
I agree. I totally agree. I'd rather watch 8 hours of one night of WrestleMania than 6 hours each night of WrestleMania. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely started at 4 PM, ended at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and we're all good. And now it's just this long, drawn out process even if when we get through this tomorrow night, where there's only six matches, there's still half a roster backstage that's not getting any WrestleMania matches. Liv Morgan, Nia Jax, people that are carrying this company on Mondays and Friday nights, and they don't get nothing. And I just think that's a shame. I think it's a shame.
Let's go back to another thing here, because we're booked for an hour on here of TV time.
Yeah.
Let's talk real quickly about last night and the Hall of Fame. What did you think of Paul Heyman's induction?
I thought it was very anti-Vince McMahon, and I hate to say it like that, but because Vince usually has this under control. The timing, he looks at your speeches, he knows what you're going to say, but Paul Heyman didn't have a speech prepared. Paul Heyman mentioned Brock Lesnar, three times? He talked about Stephanie. He loved Stephanie, married the wrong Paul. He really... for somebody who shot from the hip last night, he was telling the truth. And I thought it was great. I was shocked that they let off with Paul Heyman. I'm going, okay. And he went way over his time frame. He got Undertaker type time from a couple of years ago. So I thought I thought Paul Heyman obviously was the highlight of the night. The one speech that kind of caught people off guard and it was late was obviously Thunderbolt Patterson, because he was. I don't know if he's not all there or whatever, but nonetheless.
No, he was preaching. He was preaching. Yeah, Vince, did you watch it?
Bill, I would let you insert needles into my eyeballs before I listen to a Paul Heyman speech. How about that?
No, I'm talking about, did you watch the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, did you watch Hall of Fame?
What did I just say?
Well, you're talking about Paul Heyman's speech.
Yes,
they had five other speeches.
Bill, let me explain something to you. Who put this show together, Joe? The guy from SportsGeeta. What's his name, Bill?
Manu.
You can ask Bill. You can ask Manu. Bill, I only watch wrestling when I get paid to watch wrestling.
If I
did not get paid to watch wrestling, I would watch nothing. So I had zero interest in the Hall of Fame, even though I was absolutely thrilled to death that Thunderbolt got in, because he wouldn't, guys like him and Bull Nakano would have never got in on Vince McMahon's dime. I doubt that Vince McMahon even knew who Thunderbolt Patterson was. I watched Thunderbolt when I was a kid, bro. Yeah. So I was thrilled that the guy got in. Listen, seriously, Bill, I'm sticking eyeballs in my own eyes before I watch the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
You get inducted.
Yes.
That's a whole.
If it didn't happen now, it's not going to happen.
No, that's a whole different story, Bill, when you get inducted.
Jason Lewis.
You're a national treasure. That. You're a treasure.
You're not going to watch it. You're going to induct me.
Yes, I'd love to.
Wait a second. I'm not inducting you. I thought I was going to induct you. What's up with that?
No. Jeez. Well, you can come with it. Yep. But can you see that? You talk about all the people that never was going to come back to WWE, WWF, and it's him.
Yeah, I got to start talking. I got to start. Yeah, bro, we got to start a campaign. Why isn't Bill in the WWE Hall of Fame already? What are we waiting for?
Vince, I've been having this argument for like 5 years now. Probably the same reason why Ivan Koloff is not in the WWE.
I know why he wasn't in the WWE.
Why is he in the WWE? He's a former world champion. He needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
Who are you talking about, Joe?
Ivan Koloff.
Oh, of course, Koloff. Bro, you know who's another guy who needs to be in the Hall of Fame? Seriously.
Let me tell you why Koloff isn't in the Hall of Fame.
Because him and V had he with Vince.
There were a whole bunch of guys that were in that concussion lawsuit.
Right, right.
I believe he was one of those, and none of those guys are in there.
Joe, let me throw another name out of you that never gets mentioned, and I think this is freaking ridiculous. Because are we really basing the Hall of Fame on wins and losses?
No way.
How is Steve Lombardi not in the WWE Hall of Fame? Are you freaking kidding me? Bill, how many years did he put into the WWE?
Yeah,
for at least 40.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
We're looking at wins and losses, like, seriously?
And he was a company man.
Of course. How is that guy not in the freaking Hall of Fame?
Well, outside of Bill Apter being my number one petition for Hall of Fame, there's two guys that really stand out that were very influential in me becoming a pro wrestling fan. Tony Garea, Rick Martel. I have no clue why they're not in there. Agreed. Tony Garea, five-time tag team champion. Rick Martel, a former AWA world champion and multi-tag team. Then he reinvents himself as a heel, coming back in that circus era of WWE as the model, Rick Martel, and the success that he had. Why aren't they in the Hall of Fame?
Somebody said Bundy, but Bundy was another one that had heat with Vince. That's why Bundy was never in the Hall, because he had
I'll tell you a Bundy story one day why he's not in my Hall of Fame, but just not on this.
One thing that Paul Heyman did say, because I've heard that word underwhelming used again for the class of 2024 Hall of Fame inductees, was that Triple H was handpicked each person this year.
Well, it's underwhelming.
The Maria thing, I think, is probably The Rock, but everyone else, I can see Triple H probably.
It's underwhelming because people don't know their history.
Right, exactly.
People, I mean, bro, people don't understand. There was a time, bro, I think, Bill knows, you guys know, I think it was like 93-ish. Bro, there was a time where there was not a woman's title.
Yep.
And they only had two people, and it was Medusa and Bull Nakano wrestling. Those two women kept women's wrestling alive on the mainstream. So it's not underwhelming that Bull Nakano, her and Medusa was so important. Bro, you take those two out of the equation, you may have never saw women's wrestling again.
You're probably absolutely right. Nobody knows that history. That's the problem.
Yeah, so, right.
You know, they try to educate. It's too quick. It's like a WWE storyline. We're going to shove it down your throat the night before, and then boom.
Right.
We're going to put you in the Hall of Fame.
But the history, you know, it was the magazines that I worked for. And Vince, when you worked at WWE magazine, WWF magazine there, that's what people bought and educated themselves to the old school wrestling. There's still thousands of these people around. They come up to me at conventions, and they know the history. Yeah. You know what I told somebody today? They said, how would you explain the magazines? And I said, we're print bait. We weren't clickbait. Internet is clickbait. We were print bait. You look at the headlines on there. Why Hulk Hogan must destroy or die. You know, that's we were print bait. Anyway, we should get back to
Hold on real quick. There's a question for Vince. Brock was supposed to face Gunther originally. Could WWE have still done that despite the allegations? Maybe Gunther squashing Brock in a
They couldn't have done that. TKO definitely would not have done that. Absolutely not. But, you know, guys, every time you see a match, I swear, when you're a booker and you're a writer.
Right.
Every time you book a match, you always have to ask the question, okay, what does this do for the guy that won and what does this do for the guy that lost? Right. You always have to ask yourself the question. Yeah. So now when I look at Gunther and Sammy.
Yeah.
What does that do for Gunther? Losing for Sammy, does that do? Bro, it's got to do something for both guys. That's why I'm saying you let, like Bill said, you let Gunther give him the beating. Bro, he's doing the Rocky. No, come on. Yeah. And Gunther's shaking his head. Finally, Gable comes out. Now you've covered Sammy.
Right
now,
I agree.
You do it. Especially what Bill says, the way they do it. You bury Gunther now, bro. What the guy just said. Now, if all allegations are, Brock Lesnar is freed of all allegations.
Oh,
he's gonna wrestle Gunther now after Sami Zayn beat Gunther.
Not only that. Here's what. Triple H said something somewhere in some interview that they're now listening to the fans. They're listening to the fans. So if they've got it in head that the fans wanted Sami Zayn to win this match as the underdog, that's what they're giving them. That's what I hear.
Well, here's the thing. When they did the whole bloodline thing, right, Joe and Bill?
Yeah.
When they did the whole bloodline thing, what got Sammy over? His comedy.
His comedy
got it. That's why he was so over. His comedy. You can't put him in the ring as a wrestler to beat a guy like Gunther. His comedy was what got him over. Stick with that.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. I think this whole thing now just, I don't want to say Gunther's buried, but how do you come back from this?
He's got to kill him on Monday night.
It's got to be a quick turnaround. Absolutely. What about tomorrow night? What about a last minute match tomorrow night?
I'm for that too. Yeah.
Say, I want my title back too. Or whatever, something like that. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they got to rectify this.
It just shouldn't have happened because Sami Zayn, again, nothing personal against him or the way he performs, but people kept asking me, who's the guy to beat Gunther? And you know who I picked? I picked part of the new crop. Braun Breaker eventually coming in here. Be a hell of a match with Gunther, and that would be believable for him to beat Gunther, where Sami Zayn is not believable to beat Gunther.
Logically speaking, that's the best scenario. Yeah, Braun Breaker.
You know what affects, and Bill knows this, and see, Joe, this is so wrong, and I never in my life booked this way. Bro, they led, especially when you have wrestlers involved in the booking, like your Shawn Michaels and your Triple H's. A lot of times, bro, it's somebody they like.
Of course.
And I never let that happen. I didn't have my freaking favorites. But it just seems to me like Sami Zayn is one of those guys that fits the mold, that they really like the guy in the back, and he makes people laugh, and he's a hard worker. But meanwhile, they don't understand. You've got casual fans watching WrestleMania saying, this guy really beat this guy in what universe?
This ain't going to sell tickets for the next premium live event. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Sammy as an Intercontinental champion will not do that. I'm sorry. I hate to say it. He's a great performer. He's a great comedian, but I do not see him putting butts in seats, because that's the bottom line. What you need to do. It's a great feel good moment. I get it, but there are so many ways around that they could have done this. It's just a shame that if that is true, that Triple H is now listening to the fans, we're in for a ride, especially tomorrow night.
The other thing is Gunther's chops. My son and I were texting back and forth. I said, my God, it looks like a shoot. This looks real. This is excellent. This is the way Terry Funk used to tell me guys work. No air, just do it.
And not only that, Bill, I mean, I thought when you were talking about his chops, I thought you were talking about the other chops. Bro, the guy's one of the top three promos in the company. Oh, yeah. Who's better than Gunther on the mic? Why are you taking the belt off this guy?
I never knew you could say Ring General so many different ways. I love it. It's gold. It's
maybe he wants to go gold. On vacation.
Maybe. I hope so.
But DraftKings, really quick, DraftKings had the over-under of chops between both guys at 49.5, and I think they came under. I think it was under. I didn't see 49 chops tonight. No way. Nowhere near. I saw 6 or 7 right off the bat, but then it turned into something else. But the over-under was 49.5 chops between the two for tonight. I don't think they reached that.
Now, Joe, I'm going to ask permission to start the main event. Go.
Bill, the floor is yours.
This is something Vince Russo might have said.
Okay.
For the past few weeks, the hatred between between the bloodline, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins was at a fever pitch.
Exactly.
Cody was bloodied like a Dusty Rhodes segment.
Yep.
They hate each other, despise each other. They couldn't wait to get into the ring. The bell rings. They're looking around. What are we going to do?
I know where you're going with this.
And they're locking up and they're wrestling. I'm ready for these guys are getting into the ring. As soon as that bell rings, whoever the two of them are in there, boom, 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 go kill them, kill them, kill them. None of that happened for maybe 10 or 15 minutes. I'm going like, these guys hate each other. They've played this every week.
Bill is dead on because Bill is old school, and I'll add another one to that, Bill.
But it's not just old school. It's selling it to the fans of all this hatred in a few weeks. Get into the ring and kill each other.
Let me back that up too, Bill.
Okay.
The last time we saw Cody Rhodes, he's a bloody mess in a parking lot.
Right.
Right.
Why is he grinning walking to the ring?
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's exactly what Bill's taught. I'm watching. Yeah. I'm like, bro, this guy beat the snot out of you, put your blood on his belt to give to your mom, and you're coming down grinning and fist pumping a 6-year-old in the first row. Again, is that what Bill? Bruno gets bloodied by Stan the Main Stasiak. Is that how Bruno's walking to the ring at the Garden for the rematch?
No way. Of course. No way.
Come on, bro.
Of course not. It would Cody, and I love him to death, but he was too casual coming out there. He really was.
I thought these the whole thing.
I'm sorry, but these guys, they got to pay attention to detail. Yeah. Joe, I used to stand right at the gorilla position before they went out. And the last thing I would tell them is, bro, remember what happened the last time on TV.
Right.
This is what happened. This is how you have to go out. These guys can't forget these things. This is what Vince McMahon would call the nuances. This guy just beat the crap out of you. You're walking, you're smiling, you're fist bumping, and then like Bill says, then you're collar and elbowing, bro.
Yeah, awesome sauce. Thank you. Real quickly, awesome sauce, $5. Thank you very much. Bill is completely right.
Of course.
The first time Hogan and Piper met at War to settle the score, they brawled like crazy.
Yeah, I was waiting for this. I had fight fever. I couldn't wait for this to happen. And like you said, Vince, Cody was just walking casually, and Seth Rollins was having a fashion show.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like, it's like the old adage, you know, I went to a boxing match and a hockey fight broke out, or vice versa. Right. You know what I'm talking about? I was expecting chaos. I was expecting these guys not even getting to the ring. I was expecting backstage shenanigans, rolling down into the, you know, maybe the Rock whipping Cody, rolling down the ramp, you know, something to change it up a little bit, because the whole night so far was underwhelming. And what do we get? We got an underwhelming main event.
Joe, they got to know better with all the minds you have there, the Triple H's, the Heymans, and all the minds you have. You know, Joe, you know what it's like? It's like, bro, you go to a bar, Bill.
Right.
And all of a sudden, some dude in the bar kicks your backside.
Yep.
Now you find out, bro, when the guy's going back to the bar and I'm going in and seeking revenge. Yeah. Are you walking into that bar, bro, with a big smile on your face?
Announcing everything. And dressed up, by the way, and dressed up like you're going to the prom, right?
These are guys, Bill, we're talking about guys that have been around the business forever. You've got to know better, bro. You got to know better.
They're counting your bros out there in the chat, Vince. They're counting your bros.
We never heard you know, Russo it's live, amazing. It's amazing because there were 72,000 people there. And to come out that ramp, kind of playing to the crowd when you should be totally go. You should be totally focused on who's in the ring and what your what happened. Like Vince said, what happened before? Look what happened. The guy took you outside, beat the crap out of you, bloodied you, and I'm walking down the ring like
I said. You know, I said that
giving high fives and
then all Bill. This kind of stuff. Let's not forget.
Where'd he go? He disappeared. Vince, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Why all of a sudden did they decide to have a wrestling match? They've already been in the ring together. They've confronted each other in Vegas. They've confronted each other on SmackDown and Raw. They've done all this. He's beaten bloody to a pulp. He's being whipped on everything. And they're just strutting out. All of a sudden, they're going to have a wrestling match? They're going to have a wrestling match.
These guys, bro. Like, these
they had it backwards. They had it backwards.
These guys like, have to. They got to know better.
They did it toward the middle of the match. They did that. But one of you, I think it was you, Joe, commented that Cody was just sitting there at the end, and so was Seth Rollins. I'm seeing some sort of maybe heat brewing up again with Cody and Seth Rollins because of this. But this match gives the perfect excuse for Seth Rollins to lose to Drew McIntyre, who's incredible right now. He's at the peak of his career.
Right. So that's how I would have booked it, because obviously I think we know the match order tomorrow night is Drew versus Seth to kick it off. I thought they would have just annihilated Seth and put him out of the whole picture completely tonight. That way he sets up tomorrow. If he loses, there's the reason why.
I thought
this whole
Seth.
Thing was anticlimactic. It was anti.
They're killing Seth. They're killing his leg. And he's jumping off the top rope.
He always does that, Bill. Yeah. He always does that.
I totally agree. I just don't understand.
He always does that, man.
Yeah, they said, CCJ says they really should have had Rock and Reigns come out first, then had Seth and Cody come down out in the ring and beat the crap out of him and all that.
I agree.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome, Joe and Bill, especially if they're trying to give, say the heels come out first. Yeah. And they're trying to give Cody that WrestleMania entrance that everybody expects. And those two just come tearing down the ramp. Entrance, no nothing.
And we're not the only ones talking about this. The chat's lit up too, like mad internet's lit up. They're all talking how that's how it should have started tonight. This should have been an all-out Donnybrook brawl.
Monday night, these two guys were whipped like dogs.
I know.
They were whipped like dogs on Monday night, bro.
And they're just circling each other.
Seth Rollins is coming out dressed like a freaking flower bed. Whatever. I don't know what that was, bro.
I didn't even know what that was. It was like two outfits in one. I don't know.
Got the people's elbow.
We got Joe Myers, $5. Let's start Bill's campaign to the WWE Hall of Fame. Bill, you are loved by everyone. What a day. Hey, that's
Bill,
baby
if
cake.
That's Joe, baby if that's cake. If that's actually Joe, I think she's hitting on you, Bill. Put Joe back. Put that picture back up. I think she's hitting on you, Bill.
I've known Joe
that's
for
baby
a
cakes.
Long
time. Is that Joe? Is that her?
That's my Joe. That's
baby cakes.
That's baby
she's
cake.
She's hitting on you, Bill. Look at that.
No, she's Joe's lady, but I love her.
This Joe's lady?
Yeah,
Joe. She's hitting on Bill. Joe,
she
right
always does
you.
That. She it's always
okay,
does
Joe,
that.
That's all right.
That's okay.
She's baby right. cakes.
Okay. All right.
But yeah.
So let's wrap. We have to wrap up after an hour, Vince. I think you have another.
Wait a minute. How did Joe get such an attractive woman like that?
I got divorced, and he took her.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Lazy Boy Sports.
I'm sorry, Lazy Boy Sports. 40 shekels. Rock promised to make Cody bleed. He clearly failed.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing though? Because we really didn't talk about the main event.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's talk,
guys. I gotta say this. Luckily, man, this is when you're writing these shows,
right?
You know one thing, bro. No matter what you do in the body of a Raw, in the body of a pay-per-view, no matter what you do, bro. Yep. They're always going to remember the last thing they saw. Yep. And thank God they had this.
Yeah.
What was in your mind, Vince? What's the last picture right now you see in your mind of that match? What's the photograph you see in your mind?
I see the babies down and the heels up.
Yeah. Okay.
I see Joe, Cody. I see Cody depressed. I see Cody like.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
You know, here's what's amazing, guys. And I swear, Bill, like this is another thing for the two night WrestleMania.
Right.
People don't realize this, man. People don't realize this. Bro, after watching that match, bro, these guys got to come back and work tomorrow night.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think people understand that, bro. And what a risk, Bill, they were taking of one of these guys getting hurt in night one.
Yeah, exactly.
If one of these guys gets hurt in night one, what happens to the main event in night two?
No, I agree totally. And the Out of Pocket Variety Show said this is a great opportunity, missed opportunity for Priest to cash in on Seth tonight. Where's the money in the bank and all this? Where is he?
No, he brought the money. It was very obvious when he came out for the ladder match.
Right.
He had the money in the bank thing with him. Yeah. I saw that. So I said to myself, he's going to cash in on somebody tonight. And it.
Yeah,
he lost the belts. They lost the belts. I thought he'd be pissed off and he would cash in on somebody. But
yeah, Joe. But
you know what he could have cashed in on? The Rock's belt, the People's Champion belt, because the Rock walked down there like it was a title defense. Yeah. I'm like,
Joe. I think Damian Priest. Damian Priest knew that if he came down and cashed in the belt, Seth Rollins wasn't going to sell for him anyway. So
You're probably right.
But no, he could not have given that belt up because that was given to him as a gift from the Rocks, not from the Rocks, Ali's wife. Yeah.
Thank you, Scaly Worldwide. $9.99. This was the worst WrestleMania of all time. Give me Vince McMahon versus Diddy over this crap. Give me Snuka versus the Repo Man. Give me Russo versus Bischoff. I don't care. Oh. There you go. I'm all for that. Russo, Bischoff. Let's do it.
Man, it's the two night. The two nights really bastardizes. It bastardizes the product. I know why you're doing it. I understand. You're still bastardizing your product, bro.
Exactly.
Now, it's Bill, a new era. It's Bill a new Vince, era.
I didn't get your match. What was your match? 3-5-4-1. What do you got? What's your score for the Mania meter?
On the final match?
On the main event. Yep.
2.5, 3.
Wow, 2.5. Wow. And Vince, would you?
I'm giving that match a 5.
Really?
I really am, bro.
The main event? Really? Yes,
absolutely.
Why?
Because I believed it.
But even though they started out wrestling,
aside from that, I'm with Bill on that. So yeah, I'll knock one off of that.
Okay.
But I believed it. I believed it. I liked the way they laid it out. I liked the psychology. And bro, like I said, this is the last thing that you're going to remember. But yeah, I agree with the way that the match started poorly. I agree with that. I even think it started a little slow.
Sure.
But by the time we got to the last 5 to 10 minutes of that match, I thought was really good.
I think they had to start out slow. I think they were way ahead of schedule. I think they were way ahead of schedule.
But what lost points for me was I wanted to see that.
I agree.
That brawl at the beginning. That's
I agree with that, Bill.
It could have been a 5 for me toward the end, right? I agree that part of it, but the part that was before that, there was no reason for them to be circling each other and looking around.
They had like the 5-minute photo op with all four of them just standing in the middle of the ring, just sitting.
That's because it's WrestleMania and they got to get in all their WrestleMania shit. Meanwhile, we're throwing the logic out the window.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. So the predictions are pretty much now Bloodline rules in effect for tomorrow night. So Cody's got to go up against all the odds imaginable, which is that fits right in line with the storyline. What do you think? What do you think happens tomorrow night? Because it felt like Bloodline rules tonight. Because if you noticed, the F-bomb was too late in getting beeped out on Peacock. I don't know if you guys saw that or not, but when The Rock told the ref to stop counting, don't you count? I effing rule this place or something like that. He swore. I heard that. It got my attention. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so something's up. What do you think of that? Do you think The Rock's going to have a big say in the main event again tomorrow night?
Okay, here's what I think's going to happen, and I didn't think of this until what happened tonight. But if Sami Zayn beat Gunther, somehow Cody is going to have to beat Roman Reigns tomorrow night.
Okay. Vince, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow night?
Bro, there's a part of me where, like, you know, the old school WWE, they are very spiteful and they are very revengeful. Now, we got to remember, bro, this whole thing started with Rock came in and it was supposed to be Rock and Roman.
Roman, right.
And then we had the Cody crybabies.
Yep.
So, okay, bro, you want Cody, you're going to have Cody.
Right.
Well, bro, now you really stick it to the Cody crybabies by not putting them over.
Yep.
By not putting them over, bro. Right, bro, there are so, and this is what I was talking about earlier in Bill and Joe.
Yep.
There are so many ways you could not put Cody over and protect him. There are so many ways you can do that. Bro, you could have Seth lose his title. Now Seth is pissed off because I lost my title because I wrestled by your side last night in a match that meant nothing for me.
Right, exactly.
And after the match, you didn't even say thank you. You could have Seth screw him. You could have The Rock screw him, which would lead to The Rock and Cody.
Oh,
there are so many outs to protect Cody. Mm-hmm. To me, it's very, 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 very predictable if he finishes the story and they put it on him. If you really want to screw the fans over, God, bro, if it were me, Roman's going over.
We're just getting word now that the Rock just said during the press conference that we can expect surprises tomorrow.
Of course.
What those surprises may be. I mean, we're going to get Stone Cold. We're going to get Undertaker.
You're going to get Solo because you didn't get him tonight.
Of course, you didn't get him tonight.
Maybe T-Bone gave his place to The Rock
and they had that thing in Vegas. I thought the creative avenue on all that was endless. They could steer this thing 1,000 different ways, and they're not.
They got to go to Cody and The Rock. That's where the money is. They got to go to that.
But where's The Rock after WrestleMania? He's got a couple of movies. They're trying to book him for Saudi, but say Cody does finish the story and wins tomorrow night, what happens next? Like, where's The Rock in all this? Is The Rock going to pull the Mike Tyson from WrestleMania 14? You think he's with DX, but he's not. He's really with Stone Cold. What happens now?
We got Rock against Cody for Cody's belt.
Tomorrow night?
No, SummerSlam.
Oh, okay, SummerSlam. Okay.
SummerSlam, why not?
Yeah. Why not? Unless I heard he's got to make a movie after this. I don't know.
He's got two huge projects coming literally right up after.
And he's got the XFL.
And he's got that. And then they're going to Saudi. The Saudis want him. So even if it's a one-off, you're not going to get nothing great over with this. I mean, like I said, I think it's going to be the double crossover. Something big is going to happen. I mean, we saw it tonight. Yeah. The Rock speared. Roman speared The Rock by accident. There could be some tension there. We don't know. There could be some. Yeah. There could be something with that. I don't know. I'm not Triple H. I'm not listening.
Rock
to the
was
fans.
Great, by the way, when he got speared. That little, almost crying.
Oh yeah, he had the look. He was acting. That was really good. That was really good. So Vince, you still stick with the five, or did you knock that down to a four?
Yeah, no, because Bill's right. Yeah, I'm definitely going to knock it. Well, the two things I did not like really are what Bill said. They forgot the storyline,
right?
And freaking Seth with his no selling, bro. That's why I get so annoyed when people tell me what a great worker Seth Rollins is, bro. You can't be a great worker if you don't sell. Yeah. Selling is part of the work, bro. Yeah. You can't be a great worker if you don't sell.
Looks like Rikishi's going to show up and stink face Cody for a full minute tomorrow night. Hey, that'll be more entertaining. That'll be more entertaining. That's for sure. I give the match overall a 3.5. I'm sorry. 3.5. And the reason being is like I wanted that chaos at the beginning, not at the end. I wanted the chaos at the beginning. I wanted Michael Cole to lose his voice. I wanted Corey Graves to finish the match. I mean, I just wanted something to say, you know what? I'm coming back tomorrow night, and I can't wait to watch the main event. I didn't get that tonight. I didn't get it. It was so anticlimactic. I just, that's underwhelming is, I guess, is the word of the night for me with this first night. I hope they pick it up tomorrow night. I hope they hear the feedback. If that's what they're going to be doing all night, I hope they do that. So we'll see what happens Friday. We have less matches tomorrow night. So you never know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Bill, I want to see what you guys have final thoughts on this.
I want to see what's going to happen with my main interest is what's going to happen with Gunther next, because that to me was a travesty that belt was taken away from him.
Yeah. I don't understand the reasoning. Vince, you're in agreement. You totally kind of, would you say he's buried at this point? Probably not. Right. Unless you get back on him real quick.
Yeah. Bro, you got to put it back on him on Monday. You've got to, otherwise, bro, he lost to Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
How do you rebound from that?
Some people are calling it WrestleZania. Oh God.
Yeah.
My God. How did we miss this through all the weeks of everybody saying, you can't do it, you can't do it. That actually turned into, of course he can do it.
That's like I said, happen. And somebody said it here with a comment, bro, you know, they're rewarding him because, bro, you're rewarding him and punishing the wrong guy.
Exactly. Warlock says, put on WrestleMania 18 main event and then put on this. The crowd was non-existent, extremely weak. I'm assuming he's meaning just putting on a different WrestleMania. I'm not sure what he's actually saying.
Not just extremely weak, but very cold too.
Yeah. What'd you guys think of the crowd? 54 degrees, 40 degrees by the time they left. What do you think? How was the crowd reactions? Pretty good?
I thought so. I thought the crowd reacted good.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were pro Cody though. I think Cody was trying to get the
pop. Yeah, somebody mentioned, I did see that in the chat. Somebody mentioned that he did not get the pop that he was supposed to get tonight.
Yeah,
so 72,543 tonight. I'm sure they're gonna get the same amount tomorrow, which would put that number at 144,000, maybe 150,000 or two night span. Is that another record for them for two nights in a row?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I don't know.
Sure. I'm sure we missed the press conference, so I'm sure Triple H came in and put his glasses on and said, what's that? Bill?
Well, yeah, I'm sure they're sold out again tomorrow.
Yes. I thought the number was kind of high. I didn't know they could fit that many people. I know 60 plus for Eagles.
No, I'm sure they're going to sell out again tomorrow night. Weather's supposed to be better.
They did say sell out, but I remember I was on Ticketmaster yesterday. They actually had 50.
Oh, no, the link fits probably between 75 and 80,000.
Okay. I thought it was like Gillette back in New England only get like 60,000. But so, any final thoughts, Vince? Tonight, overall, what would you say?
Yeah, like I said, bro, and I've been a broken record throughout this entire show. They just really hurt their product with the two nights. And again, like you said, Joe, you're talking about 150,000 people. Guys, you don't got to tell me about dollars and cents. I get it. But I really think by making this a two-night event, you're really sacrificing and bastardizing your product. And I mean, come on, bro. Does the WWE, with all the business they do and all the money they make, do they really need to make WrestleMania two nights?
Nah, I don't agree with it. I like my weekends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they want a weekend for wrestling fans. They want a whole wrestling fan because, you know, they had the WWE World WrestleCon was in town, not associated.
They had a lot of stuff going on. Bloodsport was in town.
It was a great 4 or 5 days. It's a great 4 or 5 days. I was there for 2 days of it. And if you're a wrestling fan, it's great being there. But I understand what Vince was saying is that it should be that one big blow-off event that you're waiting for.
Right. Bro, they did the same thing, and this way you think they would learn by their mistakes. They made the same exact mistake by Raw going to 3 hours.
Oh, I can't
stand Yes, that. You made more money, but you bastardized your product in the long run. It's the same thing.
So, Vince, while we're on that topic, they go to Netflix next year. Do you think they stick to that 3-hour format?
I don't. I hope not.
I hope they go back to 9 to 11. I just don't need that 3-hour format anymore. It absolutely does nothing. Yeah. And then they try to throw you the bone. Oh, the first hour is commercial free. Whoopty friggin' do.
Yeah.
It's all about the deal and the money. It's not about we're getting 3 hours of Raw. It's how much revenue are we getting to do 2 hours? Versus 3 hours. 3 hours, we're getting that. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're producing a TV show.
And they're still averaging, I think, a total of 45 minutes of commercials for those 3 hours. That's, you're almost killing that last hour. So,
yeah,
it is what it is. So, yeah. So underwhelming. Mom's Meatballs. Vince, what's your favorite Doors song?
Oh, my gosh, bro. Wow. Roadhouse Blues.
Roadhouse Blues. Nice. Nice. And Bill Apted for Hall of Fame next year. We're going to get that.
Yes.
We're going to get that online.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
Bill, you need to be.
Even though you didn't like a lot of my even though you didn't like a lot of my meter ratings there.
Yeah.
The mania meter.
Bill, I want you to know too, if they, this is what pisses me off. If they induct you in the Hall of Fame, after you, what do they call it? Posthumous. What is that called? After he's dead.
Posthumously.
If they put you in the Hall of Fame after you're dead, I want you to know, Bill, I'm telling you on a live show here.
Yeah.
I am going to accept the award for you and cut the biggest promo on everybody in that company on live television for not giving you that award when you were here with us, Bill. That's a promise from me, bro.
I love it. I love it. But remember now.
Go ahead,
remember,
Bill.
Remember, even at my age, Vince, I will be letting you and Joe out of the old timers home 30 years from now.
I'm sure you will. Right. I am
that,
sure you
that
will.
That is not just a prediction, but that is a spoiler. I get it. Yes, I get it.
I love that.
Excellent. All right. So I think we've hit our hour threshold. We probably went over a little bit, right, guys?
We did, but that's great. Thank you, fans.
I don't know about you, Bill. I'm putting in for overtime.
Yeah, I'm putting some overtime here. What time is it where you guys are? I'm not even at midnight yet, but I think it's past midnight where Bill is, right?
12:47.
Wow, it's already tomorrow. It's already WrestleMania day two for you.
It is. I got to go to WrestleCon in the morning. So.
Oh, my God. For a 78-year-old man, you are on the run. Boy.
Unbelievable.
Jeez.
Yeah. I also have the runs, yes.
If you keep this up, Vince is going to have to accept that award for you posthumously.
Yes, posthumously, man.
That's the word of the night, posthumously. It was underwhelming because I think overall tonight's WrestleMania was underwhelming to an extent.
I'm not going to say that.
Hopefully they do pick it up tomorrow. Everybody that is tuning in, thank you, Sports Kita. Loves you guys. We had a great turnout tonight. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. You know what to do on social media. Share it, like it. Tell all your friends. Tell everybody. Guess what, folks? 12 more hours. We get to do this again.
I love it.
You guys going to come back? We're going to do it again. Vince, Bill, guys coming back tomorrow night?
Absolutely, yes.
Can I be in a different box tomorrow night? Can I be in Vince's
box? That's up to Sandy. He's got to let you. We'll put you over here. I'll go up where Vince is. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. We'll change it up like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, there you go.
I always end these things with, we'll see you.
At the matches.
There you go. Yes. All right, guys. That's going to do it for me. I'm One A Day Joe. That is the legendary pro wrestling journalist recognized throughout the world, Bill Apter, and of course, former WCW world champion, Vince Russo. That's going to do it for us, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow night right here on the Sports Kita WrestleMania.
I am ready for any kind of action, Vince.
Any kind of action. Don't forget, what a day, folks. What a day.